Mari, it was great to come back here after not seeing the show for 2.5 months. I really saw it with fresh eyes, because when we were into the throes of doing the catalog and finalizing all the details, one was so focused on deadlines, exactness, professionalism, and you stopped seeing the work, or at least I stopped seeing the work. And then when I came here this morning, I was alone in the gallery, and I went around the whole show very quietly. And I didn't know how I was going to react, because I saw the show the night of the opening. I saw the show the day after the opening for about an hour. And then I was gone. And that was very disturbing to me, and that's why I came back this weekend, because I felt I needed to have a closure with the show as well as closure with you. And as I looked at the paintings, I saw them again as if I was seeing them for the first time, and I smiled. I found myself loving them more and respecting them more than I did even at the time of the opening. I was very pleased with the cadence of the show, as I hope you are. And I really enjoyed the individualism of each work, as well as the interconnectivity between the different periods of your work. The center of the show, the area that's in the deep red rust color, which is the interruption where we have your text, and then the two rooms framing the interruption corridor, the portraits as well as the comics, because this is the intimate part of the show, this is the personal part of the show, and it's the heartbeat of the show, because the portraits are so much about you, your identity, and Puerto Rico, and the comics are you, Puerto Rico, as well as critique. And the fact you can be in one room and look at the other, and then be in the other room and look at the other, and then the void that the interruption corridor represents. To me, it is a testimony to the real problem solving that not only went on as you changed from a figurative narrative type of art to a conceptual abstract work, and the nuances that are there in works even 15 years prior to the manifestation of the non-objective pieces. And overall, I was very pleased with what we created. And I say we because this was a collaborative effort between yourself, myself, and as well as with the architectonic structure that Andrew Caruso created for this show.